Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the livestock futures yesterday. And, boy, I tell you what, ended up with a pretty nice day, positive across the board for livestock yesterday.
Sure did, Dave. The cattle complex Thursday traded and closed higher, and again with a real lack of any fresh news. There was some cash in the feed yards, steady with last week at the price of 168. Now, steer carcass weights are now at a record 902 pounds, and heifers also a record now, 826 pounds. We also saw choice box beef up $1.10. We saw selects down 37 cents, a movement of 152 loads. Cattle kill estimated yesterday at 107,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 18 cents. Lean hogs also closed positive yesterday. December cattle were 15 cents higher yesterday. January feeders closed up 37, and December lean hogs 52 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at the grain futures now here this morning. And as we kind of recap the closes yesterday, it's what we've seen for a couple of days. The wheat futures were lower, but the corn and soybeans ended up positive yesterday.
That's right. Our wheat really took a hit again yesterday. December KC wheat had its lowest trade of the past 18 sessions. The corn and the soybeans, however, traded higher and closed positive, but they did back off those session highs on the close. Now, the weekly soybean export sales were very strong yesterday at 1.6 million metric tons. The last 3 weeks, we've seen a total now of export sales of 5.1 million metric tons. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to see the monthly jobs report come out. And at the moment, we're looking at December KC wheat down 6¾ cents this morning, December corn down 3½, January beans a penny and a half higher, December cotton down 26 points, December crude oil is trading 70 cents higher, December Dow Jones, or I meant to say December dollar index is 3 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures up 4 points at the moment.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend, and we'll visit with you again on Monday. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.